I've got a, you know, a call, a distressing call, you would say, you know. And some pictures were sent to me on WhatsApp showing me this desecration at the Sheikh Abdul Haq at Deer Park. So I immediately sent some members out, you know, to go and have a look at. And they went and then reported from there that, look, they, it was sort of a desecration, but I don't think it was anything that, you know, religiously, you know, inclined or whatever. I think it was more vandalism. And I don't know what my feelings were, that it was, you know, something related to Satanism. Because what they found there was, okay, they broke just the one side of the wrought iron that was around the cover. And of course, there was some feces smeared on the wall, on the side wall. So, and we feel that, I personally feel that anything that, you know, has fault around it, it is something to do with Satanism. But I'm not saying that it is, but it's just my, you know, inclination to think that way. It is quite distressing, and the matter has been reported to the police. I don't know how far we can go with that, but inshallah, let's hope we can find the perpetrators and we can get to the bottom of it.
And I understand that there is no caretaker living on site?
No, there's no caretakers because it belongs to Table National Park, you know, Table Mountain National Park, and nobody's allowed to stay on site over there because of their regulations, and which is right.
Okay.
But there are people living in the mountain there, you know, and there's no control over them, whether they were involved in this or not. But I don't think so, because they've been living there for such a long time, you know.
Okay.
And I don't think they've got any problems. They might, they used to come and steal, you know, like sheets or something for personal use or whatever. We didn't mind that. Or they would try to, you know, remove some pieces of iron to go and sell for, you know, scrap metal or something. And of course, they haven't got the proper tools and things. But these people, I think they came and they just ripped up the side. They didn't take anything away. It was just vandalism, you know, to what we, according to the report.
Mm. Now, obviously, this incident now follows very closely after the desecration of the Mowbray Makbara. I'm not saying it's linked, but would this be a concern to you that we are seeing more and more of these type of things happening in our community?
Exactly. That is why I thought about first thing that when I heard about the feces, you know. At first, I thought, no, it was, look, somebody was trying to steal the wrought iron and they were disturbed or whatever. But then I realized that when there were feces was there, you know, smeared this, and then I thought, no, this is Satanism, and it was very close to the one at Mowbray, you know, and that area is noted for that, you know, especially when you come to these parks and forests and mountain areas, you know, where this Satan is really frequent, you know. So I'm not saying it's related, but I mean, there's a chance that they are, you know, this kind of activity is somewhere, you know, going on. And then normally they would like to visit graves, as it was, you know, shown that in at Mowbray. So, and this is also being a grave. So I don't know, somehow it looks like it's linked. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah. Were Table Mountain National Park out to visit the site, to inspect the site at all?
No, look, they've got they got their own security there, you know, and they looked after the hikers and, you know, the tourists there. And they were reported, so they went out to have a look at it, yeah. They went out to look, and then they suggested we call the police, and the police were informed. So there has been, a charge laid, and inshallah we see what happens, you know.
Yeah, considering that this particular mazar is very much in the mountains, how often is it visited?
Oh, it's quite often. You know, as I say, there was a visitor, a couple that went over, and then they discovered this. At first, they could not believe what they saw, you know, and they thought it was just neglected, you know. And then they saw this broken off, and then they saw the sheets all, you know, pulled out there and just, you know, put it into a bundle. And then they suspect something. So then they found members who immediately found me, and they sent him pictures, and he sent me the pictures. And so then there's some members who were with me, you know, and then I asked them to go over, and they immediately went there. So, and then this is what they found there, you know.
Just out of interest, I mean, how safe or secure are the other mazars in Cape Town?
Well, most of the frequented ones, you know, the built-up ones, we have caretakers there. You know, like Sheikh Nurul Mubin, we have got a caretaker there. We have got, you know, Sheikh Matibi Shah, we've got a caretaker there. Sayyid Abdul Malik, we have a caretaker there. In Islam Hill, there's a caretaker. So the ones that are frequented, you know, quite often, they are caretakers there full-time. and the security there too, you know. Look, the other ones, you can't have security because it's open. You can't build anything there, you know. You can't build a hockey for the security. And we don't let the security slip into the in the Keramat itself. You know, there's no way we can, because most of them are, sand parks, South African National Parks, and Table Mountain National Park property.
Yeah.
And we cannot put up any structure, because once you put up a structure, then they allow us, you know, then they will allow other people to put up shacks, you know. So we don't want to set a precedent, and they don't want to allow that. So which is understandable, you know. So we can't have caretakers there either. I mean, it's open graves, you know. How do you protect something that's open? You know, if you're going to Rossonville, or you're going to Caledon and places like that, you know, you can't have caretakers there. So if people do want to desecrate, they will go there and, do what they like, because there's no security.
Yeah.
Or they're not being monitored. We just leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, he protects his friends, inshallah. But we need to do our bit also, and we're doing our best, and I don't know what beyond that we can do, you think. I think most probably, inshallah, when we're in the process of declaring this, all the Keramat that's listed in our book.
Yes.
You know, as national heritage.
Yeah.
And we are in the process, and we'll take around at least about a year, you know, for them to be declared. And once they are declared, and then they will be, you know, those that desecrate will be, liable to be prosecuted under a different law. You know, a law that is where you're desecrating, a public heritage site, you know. So I think that should deter them.